They got repent on there, but they don't follow it, right? They don't repent. They're still keeping sins. And then if you repent, you'll be born again and the Holy Spirit comes within you.
Right.
Have you heard that? Okay, and then you want to follow in obedience to the Word of God, right? Okay, so have you been born again? Okay, that's awesome. Then you're my sister. That's what I'm trying to find out. So you're my sister. Let me help you then. They're not teaching you the ways of women. This is, see, and a lot of people scoff at things like that. I'm not saying that you are. Well, that's fine, but you're missing out on a lot of, well, no. You can't know for sure until the day you die. You can strive on it. If you're striving in full holiness and obedience, you can have an assurance. If you're in full obedience, to the best of your knowledge, now I'm trying to share with you. See, the Bible says, be not deceived. And if you're reading your Bible a little bit and you believe in the pastor and you die and you're in sin, you're held accountable, just like Eve was, right? Okay, so how long have you been a believer? Many years? Okay, more than 10, 15, 20 years or something. Okay. Can I help you in love? You're not reading and obeying your Bible. The Bible talks about things for women. The Bible talks about how women are to carry themselves. See, if you love the Word of God, you would be standing here not trying to get your friend away. She's standing here trying to listen. 1 Corinthians 11. Go check it out. Head covering is for today. It's to cover your glory for the glory of God. 1 Timothy 2. Cover your body. Did you know in Genesis 3 that God, one of the first few things God did was cover them in robes? If this is the temple of the Holy Spirit, we're to do what God says, right? Test yourself, ma'am. I'd love to hear from you. My email's on there.
Hope for that which is eternal.